This is 89.1 KUAR. I'm Michael Heplin. Students and scientists from around Arkansas will gather in Fulton, Missouri, 1 week from today for the first cross-continental solar eclipse in almost 100 years, as KUAR intern Darcy Haygood reports. In addition to just enjoying the sight, they're also planning to document and collect information for NASA.
Dr. James Kennan saw his first solar eclipse in 1991, and it was so spectacular, he knew it wouldn't be his last.
The one I saw in Hawaii, I watched it, and I'm standing there thinking, do that again, I want to see it again, you know. The one I saw in Hawaii lasted a little over 4 minutes.
Kennan is a professor of science education at Arkansas State University, and he has had an interest in the sky for a long time. In 2006, he became the research director of a program called Arkansas BalloonSat. It launches balloons to heights of 100,000 feet with devices that measure near-space atmospheric conditions. Kennan was ready when an opportunity arose to study this year's eclipse.
Back 3 years ago, we were invited to be a NASA site team for Missouri to fly one of our balloons in the path of the eclipse, with the focus being to video the eclipse, both the moon and sun, as well as the shadow going across the earth.
Because Arkansas will not experience a full eclipse, Arkansas BalloonSat will launch its 50th balloon from Fulton, Missouri. His team will capture for NASA the rare event of the moon crossing in front of the sun, the sky darkening completely, and the bright atmosphere of the sun shining around the moon.
We're actually at the high school at Fulton, Missouri. They have a nice big sports complex there. And we have a ground station with an antenna, dish antenna, Yagi antenna, several antennas, and we will get live video and live still images from our payloads, from our balloon in flight. And so we have to have internet there, and we're actually setting the ground station up by their press box.
18 members of the University of Arkansas Fayetteville's Space Hogs group are planning to help Dr. Kennan document the eclipse. Brett Bonin is the president-elect of the student group.
So we'll just be sort of making baseline measurements for him to compare to, taking pictures and video from the ground so it can compare to his aerial observations.
Data collection is only a small part of why Bonin is going to Missouri. He's been looking forward to seeing this event since he became fascinated in astronomy as a high schooler.
Just to witness the eclipse, just to see it. For about 2 minutes and 40 seconds, it's going to be very dark, you know, around 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and that's going to be a strange sight to see. Also, you'll be able to see parts of the sun you can't normally see if you're in the path of totality.
Bonin spends a lot of time thinking about how to get community members and young children as fascinated with space as he is. His club will be setting up solar filter telescopes for Fulton High students to get a good look at the eclipse. He says the event cannot be overpromoted as an opportunity to learn about our solar system.
No one that's young now has had an opportunity to experience this from the United States. I don't know if it'll be life-changing for most people, but it's definitely going to be something cool to witness for a kid.
Dr. Kennan says one can't overstate the excitement surrounding the rare phenomenon.
The last time a total solar eclipse went across Arkansas was 1918, so it's been about 100 years. That's the only eclipse since 1918 that the totality of the path went across the whole United States.
Both Kennan and Bonin are thrilled to be able to view this eclipse and recommend traveling to see it, even if it means missing the first day of class.
I know many professors in the physics department won't be there because they'll be up watching the eclipse, so they might just cancel classes the first day or something.
For those who can't make it this year, Kennan says Arkansas has several more spectacular eclipses down the line.
There will be another total eclipse in 2024, April of 24, and it will come through Arkansas. I think Little Rock will be in the path. And then if you can hang around till 2045, there'll be another one. Well, I thought about 45, and I said they could wheel me out of the nursing home and see it. But then I came back to reality and thought, well, let me get through 17 first, and then I'll shoot for 24.
The solar eclipse will begin the morning of August 21st at about 11:50 in Arkansas and will last about 3 hours. You can learn more at KUAR.org. Darcy Haygood, KUAR News.